push the microphone right in it.
Right in it.
Is this awesome?
Yes, it's awesome.
Once there was a... Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Once there was a beautiful flower, you know those red heart ones with the
elephant
trunk coming out of it? Prabhupada, when somebody brought that into offer, Prabhupada said, just see the artistry.
Oh, I mean, look at that. Does it look not real?
I know, it looks like a...
plastic, doesn't it? Like a... it's a passion flower and it's medicinal.
Really?
Yeah, that's passiflora.
There's
Prashadam if you guys. It's starting to trip flow, but we need to leave tomorrow at 9 in the morning for Cameron.
Where's Cameron?
48 to about 45.
What's going on?
Are we moving there?
No, no, this is our program.
Oh,
sorry. Lady, someone I used to work with.
Everybody?
Whoever wants to go.
I can't tell you excessively. Cool.
I these programs.
It's Manjari's problem.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Nice altar butt.
So she's from...
Smells like great.
Relative to her, she would have been right.
How far is it from here? Prabhupada would have been...
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
How far is it?
Hare Ram. Oh, Hare Ram.
We can all sit closer so
you can see. Are you battery dead? Let me, you know, it's because it's not facing us. That's why you can't hear it.
Yeah.
You just grab something.
Yeah.
Speak?
Hare Ram.
Yeah, it works. It works. It
Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
It works nicely?
You can also put in fresh batteries if you
need. Well, the light sound is probably.
Hare Krishna.
I think it's working.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're on
So
every time you say Kijari, we're asking that particular personality
to do all that.
To take away.
I thought we were like honoring them.
Well, you are. I mean, you're
all glorious. I thought it kind of. I know Johnny's victory.
You should be all glorious over these things.
So again,
if you're victorious, there has to be a defeated party.
Paramahansa means topmost, right?
Topmost swan-like devotee.
The swan
dives deep into the water, and he knows how to separate. We don't even know there's milk in a river, but a swan knows there's milk, and he can separate the milk portion from the water and take the milk out of the water.
Really?
Yeah. And you can check it in folio tomorrow or tonight. And so the swan-like devotee, the topmost swan-like devotee, knows how to separate matter from spirit and only take the spirit. Like once I was, I criticized somebody for making a, indirectly, I criticized somebody for selling shirts of Gurudev's picture at one of the festivals. And, you know, because, like, if Gurudev's not different from his picture, then it gets squashed, say, in the washing machine or something. So the fact that I did that got back to Gurudev, and he called me in. And he said, they're trying to make money for to pay for my plane tickets. So I said, but still, you know, the squashed.
So
he said, yeah, but if you take away their service, that service, they're not going to jump up to the next higher level because they're not on the level to be able to jump up. They're going to go down. They're just going to get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Then he quoted a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, don't disturb the minds of those who are ignorant, rather engage them in bhakti. Then he said, I never see what anybody's wearing. I never see anybody's clothes. Mm-hmm. I only see their bhakti. How much bhakti they have, and then I work to improve it.
Wow. So when we're saying each of these verses, I always understood it to be that we were honoring each of these beautiful souls and saying, you know, all glories to you. Kind of, and that's kind of what my understanding, so was that wrong?
Correct, as a beginning. Mm-hmm. But then if we want a closer relationship, then all glories to you way over there and me over here.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm asking them to be glorious. Just like the song, what is that song, Sri Guru Charanapadma? Mm-hmm. What's the last line? Ebe yash kushub tribhuvana, which means the first way we learned it, the general meaning is,
give us shelter at your
glories are spread.
Your glories are spread all over the three worlds.
Uh-huh.
That's keeping up distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first general meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But then to get into the deeper meaning,
mm-hmm.
it is, I am so fallen
mm-hmm.
that if you would deliver me,
mm-hmm.
you'd really be glorious all over the three worlds mm-hmm. for being the deliverer of the most fallen.
So we always kind of put ourselves in the picture?
Yes.
That seems so, like, always about me instead of
No, it's
them.
About my relationship with them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, God is great and he can stay where he is and I'll stay where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have mm-hmm. to put myself in the picture, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. When I come to you and tell you about myself, I'm totally embarrassed, but still I'm so ashamed, but still I'm coming anyway. Because I want you to change me. Gurudev said, if you don't sit in front of me, and you know, hide off to the side somewhere or the
mm-hmm.
back somewhere, it means you don't want my glance over to you to purify
mm-hmm.
you and correct you. And one time somebody was sitting way off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if sometimes you have to because the place is already taken up.
Mm-hmm. Or he tells the women, like he said,
or if there's seniors in front of
if
you,
there's
move
seniors.
Away, women.
So, okay, one time.
So somebody's way off to the side, and then Gurudev made an announcement. If you want to be Guru, then sit off to the side. If you want to surrender to the Guru, then sit, you know, direct to get
mm-hmm.
the...
So why is it that you get some of the sannyasis, usually the newer ones, to sit right beside him on the stage at Karti? What's up?
Oh, that's different because he's making them like teachers.
Yeah.
But he said that to somebody who left him. I mean, he said that when he was telling somebody who was way off on the side to sit up front. Later on, that person left him and left the whole sangha. So the particular thing. But regarding the stage, that's just like sharing with them. But he was also indicating that it's a matter of the heart also. Because there's so many, what's the word, when there's good reasons, there's so many...
circumstances?
Extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vishnupad, Vikriditam Vrajabarubir Idam Cha Vishnu. As Krishna Priya said, Radharani is Vishnu because she's everywhere in Krishna. She fills Krishna's entire existence. He's lost in her, as we were just reading. I only stay in Vrindavan because of you. I only do Ras because of you. And then Vishnupad also because Vikriditam Vrajabarubir Idam Cha Vishnu. That Vishnu that ran so fast to all the billions of gopis in the Rasalila that it looked like he was everywhere at one time, but really he was just running fast like this. See?
Oh.
Looks like my finger is everywhere. It's a whole circle, but it's not. It's only one in one place at a time.
Mm. Oh.
Then Paramahamsa separates the Hamsa, the great swan, separates the milk portion from the water, and only takes the milk. And similarly, the pure devotee only takes the spirit. Then, let's see, what's another one?
And the swan, also swan-like devotee?
Means that. Means he can separate the matter from the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And only
the Parabhijakacharya.
I have to look that up. I know it means wandering mendicant,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what it means in terms of each
mm-hmm.
syllable. Then Prem Sekaho. Who can say what that means?
Where is that?
Call out with Prem.
With. Say means with. With Prem, call out.
Oh. Prem Sekaho.
And Prabhu Traya. What does Prabhu Traya mean? Traya means three. these three, Narottam, Srinivas, and Shamananda,
mm-hmm.
the three Prabhus.
Mm.
And then come to Bhakta Vrinda. What does mm-hmm. that mean? What does Vrinda mean?
Chorus.
Hmm? Hmm?
Chorus?
Yeah. It does?
Chorus?
Yeah, so there's a chorus full. A chorus full of devotees, assembled devotees. Then we have.
One kind of kirtan is called Vrinda.
Meaning?
I can't remember. Means when everyone sings together.
Together, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vrinda.
So assembly of all the devotees.
And what is Ruja Dweep Atmika or Van Atmika, Dwadas of Van Atmika? These places, Antadweep, Mayapur, Sumantadweep, Godadweep, Madhadweep, Koladweep, Bridgadweep, and soon you'll be saying it that fast.
Oh, right.
Rudradweep Atmika and Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopi Go Govardhan, Dwarasavan Atmika means that these places are my heart.
Van Atmika. Oh, Atmika. Very
important. Vana.
These forests are my heart.
Forest.
I have nothing to do with this world. When you two got married, did you marry legally also, or just with a spiritual?
We had someone come to the house and say something.
So now, when they said something, yeah. some like priest or rabbi came,
yeah, yeah.
and then you said, he said, "Okay, say I do. I promise to take care of her for the rest of my life." And you say, "I do," mm-hmm. and you had to repeat, "I promise to take
right,
care
right.
of her." And then you had to say, "I promise to serve him," and whatever you say. And then you say, "I promise to serve him," or whatever you said. Right? Krishna Bhamani?
I guess. The birds were chirping so loud, we could hardly hear. I had two birds, they were making so much noise.
And my Johnny was crying so long.
Yeah.
But anyway, trying to make a point here.
The
yes,
point is that if by saying it once,
mm-hmm.
it lasts the whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So by saying this so many times, "You are my Atma. Please be victorious over my lust, anger, greed." We're saying this so many
mm-hmm.
times. And he said that's why you say Gayatri 10 times. Because if the one-time vow in marriage life is good for the whole life, imagine if we say these things so many times. So my Atma is not this body. My Atma is you, O forests, O islands. So that way it's like it's creating impressions, sanskars. And then we come to Bhakta Pravara, Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Pravara. What does that mean? You know, it's Hindi. Vara. Guru Varam, Shrestha, best.
Yeah.
And Pravara means all completely the best. Like Bhakti Pragyan. What does that mean? Pravara Pragyan. Prachodayat. Pravara. Gyan.
Means Tamos?
All complete. All kinds of knowledge. Bhagavat Tattva, Prem Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva.
All
Prem Tattva all the way up to Maranakya Mahabhav Tattva. Mm. All Tattvas. And Pravara means the topmost, best. Then Charo. Charo Sampradaya.
Four.
All the four.
Hmm.
Charo.
Char.
Char.
Let's see, what's another one? Srivasadi or Ramanandadi? They both have the Adi at the end of it. Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda.
All the Srivas and others.
Yeah. And others, beginning from Adi, Ityadi, sometimes Gurudev says in his lectures, meaning beginning with. So beginning with all the devotees, beginning with Srivas, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, beginning with Rai Ramananda. Rai Ramananda Adi. Rai Ramananda Adi becomes with the Sunday Rai Ramananda Adi. What's another one here?
Koti?
Koti means like, Koti means like 10 million.
Akara.
Akara means the original.
Akara? Mata?
Chaitanya Mata is the original mat started by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And all the other mats.
Akara Maharaj.
Yeah. The king of, the original king of.
Do we still say Goryan Smiti Ki Jai?
Yeah, what about that too?
Yeah, that's a good point. I wouldn't think so.
We can say, still say it.
We can say, what's our new name? Kodi Vedanta. Kodi Vedanta Society, or. We'll have to get the new name.
Bhakti
Trust. So no more Gaudiya Math, no more Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti.
No, Akra Mud Raj, Sri Chaitanya Mud is the original mud started by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Because that's Param Gurudev's, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying no more. We don't say Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti.
I guess not. I guess not. Yeah.
And then you would say it.
Yeah.
Whatever temple you're in.
It's like
us
saying
ISKCON.
Yeah, it's like painful.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're going to become like.
There's so many thoughts coming.
And then there's going to be like, we're going to cross that out like in 10 years and have something else.
Well, Gurudev told us.
Maybe be victorious.
Many years before he left Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, because he knows past, present, and future. He said, if any instant, this is when he was trying to still get us out of ISKCON. He said, any institution, if it's helpful to my bhakti, like bhakti anukul, if it's favorable to my bhakti, then I'll associate with it. When it's not favorable, then I don't associate.
Mm-hmm.
Because pratikul yena varjanam, giving up everything unfavorable. He said, even if the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, if they become against bhakti, I'll leave in a second.
Well, he said that
before. Was years before.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's samagata?
I think it's like samaveda means all the devotees in our line.
Okay. Sharanji, we had this discussion about bhakti and Gaudiya Samiti in Holland, and there was quite a few devotees saying that they don't just remember like what Prabhupada and Param Gurudev founded, and this way still say Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti.
If we can do that, sure.
Just
it would
like
be up to the end.
ISKCON, like,
I
basically
see.
It's the same principle.
The pure, in other words, the pure, the pure mat.
No, and also like they've known the Gaudiya mat, and they also remember because it's like the place where Gurudev spent so much time.
Well, they could remember ISKCON too.
Exactly.
If I could remember ISKCON in the pure way, then, and it wasn't painful, I'd be happy to say the word many times. But so many things come in. Depends on the individual, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You just have to remember the moment when Prabhupada named it. That moment was glorious.
Yeah, and all the years with him.
Yeah.
And we could also ask Gurudev, you know, what he wants the standard to be.
So even, like specifically with ISKCON in terms of, you know, sometimes it varies temple to temple that you go to, too, is whether or not, you know, how favorable or not they can be. Like, there can be, you know,
is
technically, you know, banned, but then I know, like, at the Houston temple, it's very, you know, they know that, you know, disciples of Gurudev go there, and it's not a...
Well, it's a whole concept. It's not a temple by temple.
But isn't the point that we're saying jai, it's like we're saying... Please. Conquer over me, so we're saying
victory
it's
over
gone,
all
conquer
my senses.
Over me, or go down to Samiti, conquer over me. It's like
so we're not going to say ISKCON necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends if we're doing penance of Srila Prabhupada. You know, he's the one who founded ISKCON, saying Srila Prabhupada, so the core is Srila Prabhupada.
So we say Srila.
I think we have to see it,
but is it in
its pure light?
But it's never. But it's not in there. Or even in the ISKCON book, is it? They don't say.
ISKCON.
No.
They don't say that.
No.
So then.
Yeah.
Oh,
is there any more?
Is there any more?
I'm sure.
Guru Prema Nandi, I don't even know what that means. So if somebody else, if nobody else knows, we can ask her, Dave. I'll write a letter. Huh? I know, that's what it means, literally.
Aura.
And Gurudev does say, I'm a lifelong member of ISKCON. Of both. He said, I am ISKCON, and he said, I am a lifelong member of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. So in that sense.
So in that sense, we have to honor.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's it could be an individual thing. I mean, it could be. It doesn't give you pain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh my gosh.
Whenever I say the word ISKCON, I practically die of agony. Right.
What does Samiti mean?
Samiti means just like society.
Gather, okay. And then,
let's ask Gurudev for a.
But did you ever share? I mean, Gurudev would understand that, but would you ever ask him about that?
About what?
But you know, how that feeling that you have about.
Sure.
I'm sure you've discussed that with him too.
Well, we've been discussing it for the last 14 years.
Right. This aura anyanya.
Oh yeah.
Devananda Gaudiya Math, aura.
And means and. Other.
Anyanya.
Branch, mutts.
Saka.
Smua means like an ocean of or a big group of.
Mm-hmm.
So the big group of saka mutts, branch mutts, like Gopinath Gaudiya Mutt, that little tiny mutt across the street from Gopinath Bhavan is a branch mutt.
Well, then it suffices to say that there must be a way to glorify Prabhupada's branch as well.
Prabhupada's branch of what?
Of Gaudiya Mutt, the Akar Mutt Raj, they all come from. And then you say Ananya Saka Mutt. I guess that is ISKCON. Ananya Saka Mutt means also ISKCON.
Yeah, because Prabhupada
means
writes
all the branches of the original Chaitanya
Mutt.
Cool.
Right, so Prabhupada's.
So Ananya Mutt.
Prabhupada's ISKCON is a sakamat.
Is a sakamat, yeah.
But, yeah. But this is Devananda Gaudiya Mutt or Ananya Sakamat. It's not a sakamat of Devananda Gaudiya Mutt.
It wasn't originally?
It's,
I always thought sakamat meant all. But you could just say it after Akar Mataraj. Shri Chaitanya Mutt or Ananya Sakamat.
So we'll write to
ask Gurudev.
We'll write to Gurudev.
He'll tell us.
Time for a new
So anyanya means.
He might say just. Huh?
Anyanya.
Anyanya means other.
Other.
Or means
and.
And other branch mutts. The group of.
Samuha.
Well, that means all of them. I think you could say it after Chaitanya Mutt. Means everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it means everything, yeah.
everything.
So do these moths exist in their transcendental form eternally? I mean, in their pure form?
Well, I think we should, let's ask, because, like, do we want to say, please conquer over me, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
So let's ask. We will ask. We will write.
Because also in the RT song it says the transcendental eternal Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti is the oil and the flame and the
That means him himself. Like when Prabhupada said, I am ISKCON, that means him himself.
Right.
So,
who did I ask Ananda Prabhu before too, and he said the same thing, that we always consider the pure transcendental thing that the Acharya established.
Right.
Careful not to hit you.
Thanks.
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Nikijai.
Koti means 10 million, and Ananta Koti means unlimited tens of millions of Vaishnavas.
Mm-hmm.
And ki is
Vashpa. Vrinda.
And Vrinda means the group of.
Okay.
Or the assembled.
So all the Vaishnavas, please help me conquer over my material.
Like the song Vaishnava, I don't know anything. Vrindavana Vasi Jata. Vaishnava. Vaishnaviragan. There's a song that's sung every morning in the Vaishnava section of the singing.
Mm-hmm.
If they do bhajans tomorrow morning before we leave, then they can show you that song. He's offering obeisances to devotees who will come in the future, who've been in the past, who are from Navadvip, who are from Vrindavan, who are from Jagannath Puri, who are outside of India.
Mm-hmm.
That about covers it.
Mm-hmm. And Samagata?
Samagata means in our line.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very important question to ask Gurudev. Now what do we do about these kijayas down at the bottom of the list?
I just skip them out.
Okay, so that was that for that.
Ora Premanande.
Yeah, we have to find that one out too.
We have to find out.
How many years have we been saying that?
Well, Prema, Prema full of bliss.
It's embarrassing.
Ananda.
You have a theory, I know you do.
Gaur, no, I don't even.
Shri Gaur Prem
Ananda. It's easy. Gaur Prem Anandi, the Ananda Prem Gaur.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, that much I can do.
Yes.
But there's further meaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy.
Okay. So the next topic is, since it's just us, you wanted to hear about the meditations of Gayatri Mantra.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'll transcribe this tonight, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
What? She shakes her head.
No.
Well, you know about the five stages in chanting the Gayatri Mantra, right?
No. I mean, maybe, but...
Mantra Archintan, meditate on who's the predominating deity of the mantra. Okay, let's look at it this way. There's one mantra. There's one movie. You're watching a movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes the camera is panoramic. It gets the whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it goes into one person or a small group of people, and then it goes again out into the group. So really there's one mantra, there's one scene, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and their associates. Mm-hmm. Because who is Lord Chaitanya? He is Krishna, seeing the same pastimes from the point of view or mood of Srimati Radhika. So it's all like the same pastimes. Scene, and then you, what do you call that when you go in?
Zoom in.
You zoom in to Guru, then you zoom in to Gaur, and then you zoom in to Krishna, you zoom in to Radha. But then if you would zoom out on the same, on any given mantra, it could be the same scene. And depending on the time of day, it would be a different scene, depending on how far our meditation goes.
Well, so, are you letting your mind do that, or you have to consciously zoom in and zoom out? Because if you're concentrating on your word, your mantra...
No, but each, well, you have to concentrate on the meaning of the
If you
the
say
mantra.
The Guru mantra, Guru Gayatri, you're automatically zooming in on Guru.
Right.
So I think the zooming out is point of progress.
Prajesh got confused because, you know, Gurudev sets the scene.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
Yeah,
and
he told us what
he's thinking that's all well, he's thinking about.
No, I think it was more than that. We only had a couple of minutes. But
it's a good start. I mean... That's hard enough.
Yes, because
rather
you have
than
to picture
thinking
that.
Of what
yes,
am I
so
going to cook for
that.
Lunch today, prachodayat and Kleem, that guy insulted me. How am I going to get back to him? what is it?
Yeah,
I'm Gurve.
Right.
A lot better than that. So he's giving us a skeleton meditation to start off from. One time somebody asked him, what should I meditate on when I chant the Gopal mantra? So Gurudev said, whatever you can think of about Gopal. So then there's the Gopal that we know that's the young Gopal, but then there's the Gopal that's Radha's Gopal. So what he tells everybody about the flowing... flowing river is a skeleton base.
It's the whole picture, but not the intimate.
Well,
it's
also not the only whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if you say Gayatri Mantra in the morning at that time, you can think of what's the whole picture of that time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it at noon, you can think of what's the whole picture at that time of the
right.
day.
I see.
There's a lot of things going on in that midday. If you say it in the evening, you can think of that also. Mm. But like, you know, for Sankirtan, you know, when the devotees used to be trained in ISKCON and Sankirtan, you get your basic line, and then, you know, if you can go off from that line, but if you're in total maya that day, at least you have that line to fall back on. Excuse me, are you from Ohio or out of town? Well, great, you get one then. So, like that, he gave us the basic, but then you can go from that. Thinking of who's the Istadev of that maya, who's the Istadev of the Guru Gayatri? And who is the Istadev? And then he has two features. His feature in Gaur Lila and his feature in Krishna Lila. And then Prachodayat, Prakista, Rupena, Udayat. Prachodayat, Prakista, Rupena, Udayat. Means in all ways, shapes and forms, completely, please reveal yourself to me. So that's for the different istadevs who are asking that. Mm. So is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay. So we think of the istadev. What are his qualities? Mantra, art, chintan. Mantra, art means meaning, and chintan. You meditate on the meaning of the mantra, beginning with who is. The mantra is not a prayer, it's the person taking the form of the mantra. There's a really fantastic quote. Do you have Dr. Samrata Sindhu easily available?
You studied in Portland.
Yeah, I have most of my books are in Portland.
It's okay. Oh, if Anita wasn't already sleeping, I'd ask her to get mm-hmm. the Gauravani, because we quoted in Gauravani. Anyway, it describes in the chapter called Guru Parashraya, it describes how the Guru himself has taken the form of the mantra, and it's his mm-hmm. internal identity. So who's the deity? What are his qualities or her qualities? What is my relationship with him or her? Is within the category of mantra or chintan. And then Nyas, the rules and regulations. You know, should bathe, should be in the junctions between day and night, morning and afternoon, night and day. Say it so many times. He said if you're a householder and you're working, then you can, this was in Australia, he said you could say it twice in the morning and once in the evening if you know you're going to be in the middle of some office meeting and you can't say it at noon. But if that's not your situation, then you should say it three times. Mm-hmm. And say Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna after it. And, oh no, that's only for offering.
Bhava. I have a question. When Gurudev gives us our mantras, he on the sheet, he says, say Sri Krishna Chaitanya mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna. Oh, do say it.
Do you say that? No, it says it on our dikshashis, but he says that we have to... Yeah. I have arguments with my friends all the time about it. Some people say the Hare Krishna mantra once and the Sri Krishna Chaitanya once, but I say it 10 times each.
Yeah, I do 10
times.
So
do I. That's how I
feel. Yeah. That's my understanding of it.
It's my understanding, too. We could also write. Let's have a list of questions.
Wait a minute. You were just saying only for offering.
No, my mind's skipped.
Oh.
Yeah, so for offering, you do it once or 10 times? I mean, 8 times.
I do it. All
ten
the time.
Times.
Ten
yeah,
times.
Where did you hear
where
this
did
eight?
The eight come from?
The
eight.
That's
written
on
the sheet.
It's
written on the sheet.
Say go
let's confirm it. Let's
all
confirm it.
Like that.
No, I have the paper. Like yeah. I mean, not with me, but
I mean, let's confirm that the paper is right.
Oh.
And this finger.
I mean, I'm sure it's right, but let's confirm it.
Instead of just
some people.
Going 1, 2, you just start from
no,
there.
No, but when you're doing.
Wait. This is exactly what it says on the paper.
I know it says it 8 times.
With this hand.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
I always do it too.
Okay. Yeah. And then it says, then say...
The Hare Krishna.
I don't know.
Then, times.
I was
it
middle.
Doesn't say 8 times, though. It says do the comma 8 times and do the gore 8 times. And
for offering.
Yeah, for offering. And then do
there's a period, and then it's a whole new sentence saying, and then do she
Krishna. Well, if you have a sheet here, then I'll write to Vrajanath for confirmation.
Here it is, offering Bhoga.
What is this?
See, because then it says, after chant Panchatattva mantra, followed by the Maha.
Yeah, it depends on which one you're doing. Gopal mantra 8 times. If time is
outside
of the room, chant the Gama Gayatri 10 times. If time is there, Gora Gayatri mantra 10 times. After chant Panchatattva mantra, followed by Maha mantra.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Period. That one's unclear.
Okay, well, right.
Okay. But yeah, I would want
to But it says if you're just doing fast, or somewhere you do 8 times Gopal mantra.
Yeah, Gopal mantra I was doing, but I was confusing but the 10 times is what I'm confused about. 10 times, come on.
Yeah, it says Gora Gayatri 10 times, and then after, chant the Panchatattva mantra followed by the Maha mantra. I don't know if that's 10 times or 8 times or 1.
Let's ask.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm really confused. I mean, half the time I just started doing it once because then I was like, well.
I just do my whole onik when I do
the
Yeah, I do too.
No,
like, I was wondering about that.
Because if they
I
make
don't.
One, you know, if there's time so exception, I think if there's time exception where I will just
do one of the most important things that we do.
Because I figured there's a specific reason why first come on, then gore. There must be a specific reason.
Well, let's find out.
I have another question.
Wait, I didn't get what you just said.
Like, you're supposed to do... It's not the same order as the after.
Wait, after what?
After offering. After you do Gopal mantra. If time is there, outside the door from, you know, while you're offering it. After you've done your 8 Gopal mantras.
Are you talking about when you're offering...
Yes, bhoga.
And if you don't, if you're not saying... If you sang your mantra at the time... Do you still do 8 and then say your whole
mantra?
No,
you. It says you, if you have time, do Kama Gayatri and
outside the door.
Or
10
Gayatri
times.
10 times.
Yeah. No, but you have to do the little.
There's a thing also that the
papers the go
change.
Time.
Sometimes the papers change in different years. That's why I said it's good to
Why don't we just skip the computer?
If you're offering, like when you prepared prashana, when you prepared. Don't you just sit and do your whole Gayatri mantra?
Why
mantra?
So much change?
I do.
Why do things change like that? Like, for example, that.
You can also look up an Archon Deepika.
Is it?
He evolves.
Archon Deepika is pretty much what it says on the paper there.
Also, what finger on this hand? Which finger?
I'm going to
middle, right here?
Not your left hand.
No, not. You're doing your chanting with this, but with this hand.
There. What? I never taught anything with this.
Well,
I wasn't either until we were once at the airport. And
I was never formally told either, but everybody else thought
I watched. Yeah, but I've seen different
things. I
don't do anything like this.
What?
Which one?
The second digit.
I asked Gurudev at the airport.
Yeah.
No, that's not the second
digit. Right here.
And Madhav Maharaj answered this.
You're supposed to just hold this.
Right here, on your own.
Yeah, with the left hand.
Like right in the line.
Now, is there anything...
I asked Madhav Maharaj why. He said it's the bhakti finger. I don't understand.
That could just be...
It is, though. No, like when you use the different fingers for your tilak, it gives different material results.
Yeah, you get a different result. This is the bhakti result.
Yeah. Oh. The other fingers, if you use the other fingers to apply, you're supposed to use this finger.
Always your fourth?
Yeah.
The bhakti finger.
If you use the other fingers, you get, like, Jupiter, all the planets are here, and they give different results. It's like, I don't know the whole thing about physiology, so there's like material wealth, gyan, whatever, fame, different things, and the other one is this finger is the one you're supposed to use.
Yeah, we always do it this finger.
So we'll write and try and find out some.
I have like 50 questions.
But just when you're offering prashadam and if you have time, don't you just say the whole mantra? Your whole Gayatri mantra?
Well, the paper says... Say the Gopal mantra and the Kama Gayatri mantra.
And the Gore mantra.
And Gore, and then follow a Chaitanya.
That's what I meant.
And
And the Gore and the Kama.
Yeah. Wait a minute. And let's say you haven't said your new
mantra.
First,
then
Kama
Gayatri,
So if you haven't said your... You do all that, and then you say your whole mantra again?
But
so you haven't said your new mantra.
But there's parts of the mantra, the new mantra, that aren't done with the offering.
You stop at that one part.
It's a separate thing.
You take right part.
Is it?
What? Well, you're saying you're not...
I'm saying, let's say it's
new. The main question, I think, for the paper is that if you haven't done your anik yet, do you do anik separate from the offering first?
You can just do them all together.
Can you merge the two is the question.
I just... Or is your anik complete? You just do Gopal mantra and then do your anik. Isn't that correct?
Aside from what we do, we should just ask that if you do according to Bhoga procedure, do you need to do a separate anik?
Or is that considered complete if you do the boga procedure as on the...
Well, the boga procedure doesn't have your whole anic.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
yeah,
I was
so
saying.
That's what I was saying.
But she does her whole one, so the question is it all right
to
do her whole one then? Is
so
that okay?
I would offer and then do my anic, like, completely.
What about if you're so bogus?
Well, like also in the
yeah.
New
Year. Yeah, I mean, what about if you're so bogus you don't do your morning gayatri at this?
Then say it twice at noon.
Then you say you
should
make
it up.
We were having a discussion. Is it better to do two at noon or do your morning onic at 9:30 in the morning? I said
that's
it's better
a good
to do
question
two at noon.
Too. I usually have a cutoff point.
Like I see some people take bath at 10:30 and they're all like,
yeah. But
I find
it's difficult because if you miss the time.
Oh, I know.
Gurudev stresses that so much.
He stresses the Sandhya, yeah.
He does stress. Really. To try to say them
at
the proper times.
I heard that you're burning Krishna's body if you do your anik after the sun rises.
So let's inquire.
No, I would never do that. You better find out.
Especially with these programs.
It's pretty heavy.
No, you go to bed at 1:00 in the morning. You get up at 7:00.
Yeah, when I was taking and Gurudev explained about if you think for those at work at noon you will be occupied, do 2:00 in the morning and. One devotee asked, well, what if we didn't know we would be occupied at noon? And then that's what ended up happening. It was unescapable. Can we do 2:00 in the evening? And Guru just repeated, if you think you're going to be occupied at noon, you should do 2:00 in the morning. So I think, for anybody that's, going to be at work, he kind of wants you to be on the safe side and do it anyway. But
it's so hard.
And then you can always
ask
do it again
a few questions by letter.
Yeah.
No, but I think this is a good point. I think a lot of devotees around the world have these questions.
Yeah,
course,
I'm surprised
tonight
already. Like so many things, I was like, I thought everybody else.
Because we're from
that.
All different parts of the world, we just converged at this meeting.
And everybody doesn't want to.
We're representative.
Yeah. I think it's pretty basic, though. We're supposed to do gayatri 3 times a day, and we know the times. And there's always circumstances, but for Guru to try to.
Have
figure
we all
out,
said our evening
circumstances.
On
it?
The story said.
No,
I haven't done it. The story said that there's just 3 classes of devotees that, so before sun, for example, in the morning, before the sun rises, that's first class. While sun is rising, that's second class. And after sun has risen, that's third class. And she's sort of said
that. Yeah, go on.
It's a book, I think, by Sridhar Maharaj.
Uh-huh.
Sounds right.
And there's a fourth class. One who doesn't say it at all.
Yeah.
Like,
no
just,
class.
Or
no meditation.
Everybody here tries to.
Right, so we'll write and try and get it.
I do wonder that if it, is it better to say if you, is it,
like
if it's 9:30
so
or is it better to say in both the noon?
For example, right now I haven't done my evening gayatri.
You can do it. You even during class if you have to.
Really?
Madam Maharaj does it.
In
Gurudev's
class,
if somebody else is talking. If Gurudev calls on somebody else, then he's.
Yeah, while
he'll
someone
say
else
it.
Is talking.
No, he does it when Gurudev's talking.
Also?
Sometimes, but
he's
it would be
a special case.
And then there's the case.
Sometimes I like doing it.
And then there's the case, do you want to rush through it because you're feeling. Preoccupied with worldly things, do you want to really just do it to do it and go real fast?
But I understand that also it's better
to
do offensively and get better at it than
he often says don't rush. He often says in a secluded place, take your time. But sometimes it's a long program when Gurudev is there, from 5 till 8 and 30 black.
And I just had a quick question. Like if
we
you're
could
just,
ask all these
if
things.
You're just offering, an orange or something. I mean, in the middle of the day, you're hungry and you
or
want
water,
an orange or.
Or water or changing water or something.
I just that quick.
Well, it said on the sheet, if you don't have time, just do the Gopal mantra. It's like if you have time,
do the other prayer.
And it says do it 8 times.
Yeah, do Gopal
ten
mantra.
Times.
And you'll see.
No, you're saying
Gopal
8.
Gopal 8. When they go to house programs
and
they're offering bhog real quick and they have to hand out the sweets to everyone, you'll see the sannyasis will pull the Brahma try to do Gopal mantra, wait like 2 minutes, clap Haribo prasad and hand it out.
Someone just asked us where the 8 came from.
Well, let's ask.
We were just telling somebody. And we said, I said eight.
You tell me eight. I said
seven or
eight,
seven or ten. Depends on which one you're doing.
Okay. Anyway. I'm talking to the trick.
Also, it used to be on the papers that came out some years ago that when you invite Sri Guru to sit down, you also wash his feet and give him mouthwash. Mm-hmm. Although you don't offer it, you make things nice for him. And then you offer, then you welcome the deities and then make your offering to them. But on the new papers, that's not there.
It says, pray to Gurudev that I'm unqualified, so please offer this.
You should think, you should think that you're not making the offering. That
right, that was there on both papers. Uh-huh. But in the old papers, it was that you not only just prayed to him, but you sat him down and also gave him the mouthwash and the seed and the welcome, the swagatam and all that. So that's why we were saying that the papers are different in different years.
I can understand taking that out because I don't, nobody necessarily has an altar with all sorts of paraphernalia.
No, it's all in the mind.
Now, what about if you're at someone's house and you're not, obviously not eating meat or fish or eggs or anything, but it's some type of meal that may, maybe it had onion, maybe it was some tea, your meal, would you still do your, at least your eight, go on, offer something that maybe Krishna wouldn't eat that? I mean, would you offer that anyways? Not meat or fish or anything, but something maybe that did have some garlic or onion in it or something. Or would you decide not to offer that for yourself? You're out at someone's house, you're at a restaurant. And someone brings you a cheese pizza. It's good pizza. It doesn't have. But would you? Do you offer that? You're supposed to offer.
I wouldn't
everything.
Go to a restaurant.
Well, you would. That's right. But you wouldn't. But
if I was at a restaurant, I wouldn't go to a restaurant. I'm just thinking of the restaurant.
No, I understand. You wouldn't. I don't blame you. You're
unless
sorry.
It was a vegetarian restaurant.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it was a vegetarian restaurant, you'd offer it.
But I wouldn't offer garlic and onions.
Right, I understand.
If I wanted to go to the brink at the edge of between strictness and slackness, like when I was in the hospital some years ago, it was all vegetarian, but I didn't know how they made it, what was their mentality, threw in it. So what I did was I unmade it in my mind because minds go very quick. I unmade it to the raw materials. I remade it all in a second myself. Mm. I cooked it, I made it, I grew it, I picked it, I picked the, I planted it, I grew it, I picked it, I cooked it,
that
all in a second.
And
then I offered it. What it looked like, I saw what it looked like it would be, and then I
worked backwards. In that sense, also for offering things or even like re-offering. I remember last year at the Prabhupada Festival, in LA. I had a bunch of devotees there, and I was there with Nishinthya Prabhu, who put me on the Gita project. And he said, if you want to go in and purchase or for donation some of the prasad they have there, only get this because I know the cook and he's favorable to Gurudev. He says aside the issue from the issue of the offering mantras, he said we can re-offer with our mantras, but any contamination of offense of their mood towards Gurudev, that we cannot purify, that we cannot rectify. Would you concur
with
that?
I wouldn't go in a place. Neither do they allow me in anymore. After I said that this is not really prasadam, then neither myself nor anyone else connected with Gurudev was allowed in there.
Where was
the temple? Was there at Govinda's restaurant?
Oh, Govinda. Well, there are many Govinda. I don't know. Oh, you mean in
Los Angeles? Yeah.
This was LA last summer.
So, because I was going in and reoffering it, but I think Krishna saved us by not allowing us in. Because the whole atmosphere there is against bhakti and bhakta and Bhagavan, though it doesn't look like it. But if you're forced by circumstance, then you can
make some effort.
So re-offering is bona fide?
if you don't consider it offered in the first place.
Yeah, then it's just bhoga still.
If you consider it as bhoga.
Mm-hmm. For example, like we were staying at Ananda Dham for a couple weeks. The pujari there is a disciple of Japataka Maharaj, but Gurudev's on the altar. He's the one that's doing all the offerings, and you just got some Brahmin pundits cooking. And so we're all taking the prasad. Is that prasadam? The deities are installed by Gurudev. The pujari is a Japataka Maharaj disciple, and the guys that are cooking are just some outside cooks. So, like, what's that?
I think
that's offer that?
Yeah.
I think there's a picture of Gurudev on the altar, and I'm sure he, you know, but I don't know.
I don't know who the pujari is. He may be a disciple of Jayapataka externally, but he may be...
No, he was just some whatever kind of pujari.
Oh, I would ask Gurudev. If I was involved, yeah. I would ask Gurudev. Because you do have pros and cons there.
Yeah, but all the sannyasis, like, were taking and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just so hard.
Yeah.
I just, like,
it does,
it's...
I would push
know,
myself just because I'm a kind
of
insecure
person. Eat a bag of potato chips.
Gurudev.
Who are they made by? Okay. Just a bag of potato chips.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, or anything we buy in the
You're
store.
Made by a machine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to...
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But
I don't like to eat anything that I don't offer. I mean, I try to think...
Would Krishna or Guru eat this food? And I would think if they wouldn't, for you, if you had a feeling
they
that would. They
would. Why would they eat anything that was made by anybody that wasn't
well,
their devotee? But
well,
we
that's
do. So the question is, do we eat something that we don't offer, even if it's not, or do we offer something that's not really offerable?
That's why we were saying the Sri Vishnu to take the karma out.
Yeah, you know, Krishna, I'm thinking about you, but I'm eating something that really you wouldn't want.
maybe in the spiritual world you're changing that. Maybe you know you can't
know.
Offer garlic. You can't offer something you know that Krishna would.
We
need.
Go listen. You know I'm just you know we're not
at the health food store. Yeah, go to that Rainbow Bridge here. And
you know, or we go in San Francisco if it's somebody's birthday. We'll go to the vegetarian Italian restaurant. You know.
Oh my God.
I mean,
Italian
we do. I mean,
garlic.
We do. You know, and
no,
you know, what do you
without,
do?
We make it without garlic.
We
just ask.
But it's not. There's not devotees cooking. I mean, for 20 years we never went to a restaurant. We lived in the temple. We didn't. You know. Now we don't live in temples. We.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're getting nitpicking. You can choose not to try to go out to eat as much as you want if you
yeah.
really choose to do that.
And now we say if we go out, if they're making, don't use any garlic or onions.
And we ask.
But I still try to offer every, because I...
Yeah,
I guess what we're asking is, how merciful is Krishna and Guru? Like,
I think it's...
To the most fallen, like, whether he'll accept. If the intention is, like...
Yeah, because some people say also about, like, the you know, the offering mantras, and it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, Krishna will accept anything offered with devotion. You know, the word devotion is used. So it's just, you know, people will argue against with that. So,
I think we brought up a lot of different food substances.
You can't relate with what even we're saying.
No, I'm just thinking
so, like,
of certain lectures on Gurudev that I could... Because now it's the latest 20 to 10. I will look up some of Gurudev's lectures discussing these things. And then I can show you tomorrow. And also we can write to Gurudev. If I was a person who went to restaurants, if I can put myself in
yeah.
that position,
believe me,
I would do what I did in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would uncook it and recook it.
Or, you know, there's a vegan restaurant in L.A. where we went with Badara, and, you know, we went to the vegan restaurant, and, you know, somebody else is cooking it, and we say our little prayer, or I say my Gopa mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you just offer it, and, well, the way I would do it is I would just uncook and recook it, and then, take it if I found myself in that circumstance, which is not never. Once in a blue moon, I found myself in that circumstance. Then I would just uncook it and recook it and offer it. rather than just take it, or rather than just offer it as it is.
As it is. Okay. How can that be?
I think there's different levels. Like some people are ready for that, and other people are like, "What? Give up onions and garlic? What? You know?"
I had all these old like cast iron dishes and whatever they were for me like last summer, and I was gonna give them to the temple to see if they needed. And I told her, I was like, you know, they have had meat on them. Is there any kind of purification or things that you can do? And she said, like, cleaning with cow dung or something, but.
Gurudev said, buy new pots.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing. Like, I gave them away and I bought all some new stuff for myself.
So I'll look for some lectures. I'm thinking of three lectures that Gurudev gave on this subject. That I can read tomorrow night. And we can discuss the parrot example and the bragging tomorrow night also. Because now it's already 10:15.
Right. What is your schedule? Are you really leaving tomorrow?
No, we just have an engagement tomorrow.
Early trip.
Halfway between here and Los Angeles.
Where? So Camarillo is not far. What? Yeah, where is it at?
It'll be nice. A lady's house. A lady who used to work with, who works in the same company that, what's her name? Vicente.
Used to work. The counseling. The counseling here in Ventura.
When she was a social worker.
Social worker. Yeah. That'd be nice, maybe, to make that.
But connection. How many people do you think she's having?
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her name,
Sandy? She's tired. We've mixed up her poor brain, Shamrani, tonight.
Yeah, with onions and garlic.
With all of our material.
She like, it's not an issue.
You better go bathe.
It's been a while. Cut Ganga, Radhakun, Dasa, Radhakun to the pool and we'll bathe. Is that true that you put drops of like Radhakun, for example, in a pool, it all becomes Radhakun? That's what. Or can you do like how you, I was asking.
You didn't let her answer.
I don't know.
I was asking about how I read, I don't even know if it's Spotify, but online, how, you know, when you fill your Atman, you should, like, whatever you put in and say this prayer to turn into, like, Ganga water. I was like, can you do that with pool?
I have Ganga water.
And then they were suggesting just adding some actual Ganga water to it to do it. But I was like, can you, like, put your finger in the pool and say some lunches? Like, the whole thing, like,
And then you can't fool around in there, though.
Huh?
Then you can't fool around in there.
Yeah, I know.
You have to just be worshipful.
Yeah, that would be great. Is it true? I mean, I guess it depends on the sincerity, honestly, when it comes down to it. But then, when it comes down to that, then not even Ashman, like, you know what I mean? Everything that...
Everything comes down to...
Every little detail of your life.
That's what this lecture is about that I'm going to bring tomorrow.
It's like frustrating, huh?
Yeah, like when it comes.
I don't
down
offer
to it,
my
Ajahn no
water.
No...
I mean, I it's like
we call the holy river as part of the Ajahn procedure. Ganga cha Jamune chaiva Godavari Saraswati Ramadi calling the holy waters to
into the Ajahn. And where is that?
Where's the prayer?
Yeah.
Fortunate.
Oh,
yeah.
Also
Ajahn,
I
did you go?
I'm still giving it to you, girl.
Otherwise, you can
so
get
much.
It at a
it's like a really friendly
maybe the LA Temple has it. And your day is there.
I'm sure, I think I have it.
So
when
you
it's
so
elaborate.
So you don't have to leave till what time?
Well, yeah,
I think it's 9 a.m.
She said it very
tomorrow, so you don't have to leave till 8.
Oh, yeah.
Like 7. I mean, it's only 40 minutes. But you want maybe you have to get ready or something? Everybody's tired.
It's
so.
10 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
you.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I do my honor. Thanks for letting us sidetrack you.
I'm sorry. Well, it's like these are things that.
This is like.
They're basic things that we
it's so difficult.
Yeah.
Like being in this material world. It's just, it's like, you know, I'm trying.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes down to it, begging for Guru's mercy is the only hope. The Vaishnava's mercy, the have that level of intelligence to somehow develop love, develop sincerity. Develop.
And they'll put us in the proper line.
If the sincere desire is there, they'll do everything. So even, I guess, everything that we do.
Yeah, like I stayed with my mom, you know, I mean, she put the baked, I mean, I told her what, just steam some broccoli, make some baked potato.
Right. Krishna Bhavan.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not going to go over our diets.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
One of you guys can come finish the dishes. I'm sorry, I assumed that you finished already, so sorry that it's late, but if one person could give me a hand, then we can finish quickly.
I see. Or you and I could do it after we do our. Or we can do it after we do our guide.
Yeah,
we can be down here anyway.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll
do it. Yeah.
Do you think this is an advanced soul?
It's all the topics.
The moth keeps coming back.
Just assuming that you're doing somebody
else. Can I see the paper?
So that one
I
day.
I have the paper.
Do you have the paper?
She has the paper.
What
the
paper?
For the afternoon?
Yeah. Like Gurudev says, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't be weak.
Thank you. I can't read your writing, Janice.
Here,
oh, one time or 10 times.
Are we supposed to put something in there?
Yeah, actually
I
found that out.
Yeah,
just sit on something.
Yeah, we have some good questions here.
Yeah. She just
wrote. There's one more paper. Does anybody have a pen?
There he is.
Do you have that pen over there, please? I want to add one more question.
There's
like
a million.
As I mentioned,
old papers. You know, I'm just going to pray in my heart to manifest some intelligence.
Some
as part of the ritual.
Yeah, I want to get the book. I was talking about this. I was like, I need to get the book of etiquette and procedure. I want to do everything properly.
Yeah.
Then, like, I want to. I'm not too attached to the way I do things. It's just because I don't know any better. Like, I'd love to just get in the habit of doing it right from the start. You know, like, pretty soon.
Yeah. It's gonna take a lifetime. Every time I find out something new, I'm like, okay, that's an extra lifetime. Like, I'm not doing it correctly, so that's going to be an extra one. My gosh. There's hope, there's hope, there's hope.
Remind me, we'll talk about that tomorrow night. About
he has a desperate, like, desperately needing that subject matter to be clarified. Like, or,
what was that?
Not having any taste in in singing these bhajans, chanting Harinam, not having, just mimicking like a parrot. Where's the, how to develop that feeling? Any mood, even aspiring mood, seems like so inconceivable. So you're like, oh, please give, please give.
I'm sorry I had so many question marks at the end. But we'll try to find out.
More were answered than that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Johnny, can you know how to shut this off?